Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Three school districts in the state are among 16 winners in the latest round of Race to the Top funding. One of the top contenders, New Haven Unified in the San Francisco Bay Area, it ranked second out of more than 350 applicants from across the country. The district gets $29 million to provide students and teachers with digital tablets, as well as pay for coaches to help teachers use data to personalize instruction. After a multiple homicide in Northridge, L.A. County supervisors are calling for stiffening the rules that govern realignment. The man suspected of killing four people last week was released to county probation after serving time for unlawful taking of a vehicle. But his previous criminal history included a conviction for second-degree robbery and assault. State corrections officials said in a statement the suspect would have been released at the same time with or without realignment, a position echoed by L.A. County's Chief Probation Officer. After Attorney General Kamala Harris announced compliance with secure communities is optional in California, L.A. law enforcement officials with mixed feelings about the program are wasting no time pulling back from it. Yesterday, the L.A. Police Commission voted unanimously to stop handing over people accused of low-level misdemeanors to federal authorities. Amy Isaacson reports.
Under the federal immigration program, the Los Angeles Police Department sends the fingerprints of everyone it arrests and books to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. ICE asks police to hold people found to have immigration violations. Los Angeles police have honored these requests, but Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck says they've eroded the police's relationship with immigrant communities. Beck says his department will still turn over people arrested for felonies and other serious crimes. Last week, Los Angeles County Sheriff said he plans to limit who the department holds for ICE, too. For the California Report, I'm Amy Isaacson.
More than a million California children without health insurance will qualify for coverage under the Affordable Care Act. When Obamacare takes effect in 2014, more children from poor families will qualify for Medi-Cal, and others will get subsidies for private low-cost insurance through a new state exchange. But as Elaine Corey reports, children's advocates are concerned some kids won't get the best coverage.
Children are not just little adults, especially when it comes to health care. That's why the nation's pediatricians devised a gold standard of care just to meet kids' special medical needs. It's the standard of care at this East Bay clinic that serves low-income families.
How are you?
Where Dr. Portia Mack is giving 3-year-old Sanaya Betancourt a checkup a few weeks after she started preschool.
So you know now that she'll be around more kids. Yes. Don't be surprised if she gets sick more often.
Dr. Mack, head of pediatrics at Lifelong Richmond Community Health Center, listens to Sanaya's lungs. She checks her heartbeat, peers into her throat and ears, and tells mother Cynthia Betancourt that all is well, except for one recurring problem.
So her anemia is back a little bit.
I'm not too worried about it. I'm really not.
Okay. Because why don't we just put her on a multivitamin?
Mack has treated Sanaya since she was a baby and knows her well enough to realize that this bout of anemia is not serious. But she says that wouldn't necessarily be the case for kids who aren't covered for early pediatric care.
It could be a sign of something more ominous than what it is, and we wouldn't know that unless I saw her on a regular interval and the AAP, the American Academy of Pediatrics, recommends certain lab tests drawn at certain intervals so we can catch these things.
Under Obamacare, children such as Sanaya, who are on Medi-Cal, will continue to have the full range of coverage recommended by the AAP. But children whose families have slightly more income and qualify for the exchange will not get equal coverage. The federal law outlines the so-called essential health benefits that state exchanges have to cover, but each state must pick an existing plan as a model. California was among the first states to pick its model benchmark.
It's a huge step forward for children's health.
Kelly Hardy is the director of health policy at Children Now, a statewide advocacy group. California chose as its benchmark a Kaiser small group plan, a plan designed for adults, not kids. Although Kelly rejects the idea of one-size-fits-all insurance, she says at least state lawmakers expanded on the Kaiser plan to meet some of children's unique needs.
We're really pleased that the legislature chose to add strong vision and comprehensive dental benefits for children. Those are two additions that are really important.
Yet children's advocates like Hardy did not get everything they hoped for. Most importantly, she says, they did not convince state lawmakers to adopt the AAP gold standard for children insured through the state exchange.
That wasn't practical to include for all kids who would be in these exchange plans because it's simply too expensive.
However, many pediatricians say in reality, even the AAP standard is minimal coverage, especially for children with special needs, such as asthma, Down syndrome, or heart disease.
Is it the floor or is it the ceiling? We think it's the floor, the least that we can do for our children.
Dr. Thomas Long is an East Bay physician and an expert on child health financing with the American Academy of Pediatrics. He says the new exchange's standard of care falls short on things like mental health benefits, access to pediatric specialists, and other needed coverage.
Just by way of example, it says nothing at all about hearing services or about the need for speech services or the need for occupational therapy.
Insurers respond that the exchange benefits package is broad enough and certainly is an improvement for children who have no or very limited insurance now. Charles Bakke with the California Association of Health Plans says there's always a trade-off between coverage and cost.
The more broad the benefit package, the more expensive your health care premiums are. The more narrow the benefit package, the more affordable your premiums are.
So the irony is that children on Medi-Cal, including 500,000 new enrollees under Obamacare, will have the broadest coverage, while children from slightly higher income families in the exchange will have to settle for narrower benefits. But, says Bakke, if the 500,000 new kids in the exchange were also guaranteed the best coverage, healthcare costs would explode. For the California Report, I'm Elaine Corey.
Funding support for this story was provided by the Lucile Packard Foundation for Children's Health and the California Endowment. That's the California Report for Wednesday, December 12th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallas Family Fund for coverage of climate change. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com.